This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So if you guys are curious about the perfect place to meet some new sexy friends, we have the recommendation for you, which is Cassidy.com.
Yes, Cassidy.com is where we meet all of our sexy friends, pretty much.
Yes, and just so you are aware, we've been getting a lot of emails about not being able to find Cassidy. First of all, you don't have to. You can go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, click on either of the Cassidy banners, and get 30 free days. But it's Cassidie. Right. For those of you who are having trouble finding it on your own.
Yeah, so, we've gotten a few emails about, I can't locate it. I'm not, how do I spell it? Well, there you have it.
Yes. So it really is our recommendation on the perfect way to get involved in the lifestyle. Even if you're just trying to dip your toes in, maybe meet some people over drinks, get an idea of what the lifestyle is all about. We think it is the perfect place to do so. And we really hope that you'll check out our free trial as a result.
Yeah. And if you're not sure what you are getting into, you want to be involved, you don't know how deeply, jump on, get onto our community page. There's a bunch of very friendly folks on there, up to about over 1,500 now. Reach out to some people, ask some questions.
Yeah. If you want another awesome way that you can potentially meet some new friends in the lifestyle, you should get yourself some black rings or a hot wife anklet or any of the other amazing pieces of jewelry available at partnersid.com.
Yes, we have our rings. We wear them all the time, including right this very moment.
Yes, and I have a hot wife anklet.
Yes,
and it's really, truly beautiful. So if you want to get your own piece of swingers jewelry, head on over to partnersid.com, check out their selection. And if you use our promo code FPSPOD, that is FPSPOD, you'll receive 10% off of your order.
For sure. Sure.
And we have a few more patrons that have joined the party over at our Patreon community. I will say it got a little naughty yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Those who are on our Snapchat via our Patreon page got to see me doing something quite naughty.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of that fun, you can head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. And we have several tiers available that include different levels of bonuses. Like I said, one of them is access to our Snapchat. I will say if you're trying to join our Snapchat and you're not part of our Patreon page, please do not take it offensively that we're denying you. It is that we are specifically reserving all of that naughtiness for the people that are supporting us on Patreon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun place to be. If you have the opportunity, check it out. We have a pretty good time on there.
Yes. And so three new patrons since our last podcast episode. Huge shout out to Charlie, Tom, and Joshua. Welcome to the fun, guys.
Yeah, welcome to the party, fellas. Really appreciate it.
Yes. And new bonus episodes every single week on top of, seeing my naked ass and other things.
Yes. And you get all the information first on Patreon. So anything that's happening that we actually talk about on the podcast or don't, the patrons get to hear it first.
Yeah. Like they found out about our big Denver news first.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that today. I guess it's about time we let that cat out of the bag.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk about that. Plus, there's a super, super naughty interaction you had with Clint that we're going to discuss today as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that because it was a really fun, dirty one.
Yes, it was.
First, we have to get to Single Guy Tip of the Week.
Yeah, Single Guy Tip of the Week. So we, obviously, we're getting ready to head to Denver, as we've been talking about. We have another trip, obviously, coming up. And it is professional as well as it's for business and pleasure. Obviously,
right.
We love Denver. As a matter of fact, we are considering moving there, very seriously considering moving and relocating to the Denver area. It's one of the reasons we're taking this trip. We're going to look at some properties. So that's actually something that's in the works. However, now that we are headed to Denver, we know we're going and we're going to see some of our friends and hang out at Scarlet Ranch and do some playing. We're setting up a single guy date for you.
Yes.
As well. So we have had the pleasure. Is it pleasure? Pleasure of interacting with a number of single guys. Let's say this, probably 30. Is that a fair number?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Reddit is apparently a really big thing for like hooking up in the big cities.
Well, at least
we've
heard
that from other people. You know, we have friends in New York City who use it. We have friends in Los Angeles that use it. There's no Reddit community where we live.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not an existing thing.
But I was like, yeah, I'll just throw something up for Denver and see if we get any responses. And yeah, it's literally been probably 15 a day for the past 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, it's crazy how much interaction you've had. So it's given us the opportunity to...
It's a nice way to put that. Opportunity.
It's an opportunity to come up with some single guy tips of the week. I will say that this time, I think because you've had a really good interaction with one of the 60-ish guys.
Well, a few of them have been really cool.
Yeah, you had some good interaction, but one in particular. Primarily because of his engaging you in interests outside of the bedroom.
Yeah.
So what do I mean by that? He was corresponding with you. You've had some, you know, some flirty conversation. And then of his own volition said, hey, can I ask you some questions about what you're interested in outside of play?
Right.
So he's taking a real interest in you as a person.
Well, I think he's very similar to me in that he has a hard time having just, you know, indiscriminate sex with somebody who he doesn't have some level of interest and connection in.
Right. The connection's got to be there. Some connection has to be there, right? Other than the obvious, the physical.
Right.
So single guy tip of the week, take an interest in the person that you're pursuing.
On a non-sexual level.
Yeah. If you're pursuing a hot wife couple, in this particular case, we're a couple, he's pursuing you because you reached out and we're potentially setting up a play date. He took a legitimate interest in what you have interests in outside of sex.
Yeah.
And so what does that do? It does a couple of things, right? Lets us know that he's genuinely interested in meeting you and interested in you as a person, right? Not just an object.
Right.
Also that he has a need to have a connection outside of the physical as well.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. He's going to be much more into it. It's going to be a lot more, you know, it's going to be more exciting for him and more fulfilling for him if he has a genuine connection with you. And as it turns out, you have a number of things in common.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. So single guy tip of the week, take some interest in the person you're pursuing, legitimate interest. You've got to have that connection. That connection makes all the difference in the world when you finally get to play.
Well, some people don't need to have that connection, but I think the vast majority of people assume that in a hot wife dynamic, it's all about the sex. And for the vast majority of people that we've talked to, and certainly for us, it's not. It's about, I want to like you as a person. If you're going to be in between my legs, I want to be able to have a conversation with you first and not want to, like, you know, punch you in the face or fall asleep.
Yeah, well, listen, and we talk about it all the time. Your first interaction that single guy is going to have is with the both of us. He's going to be speaking to me as well. So the fact that I know that he took a genuine interest in some of the things that you're interested in outside of sex makes me already kind of want to meet the guy.
Yeah.
I'm already not, you know, I'm not standoffish. I won't be standoffish. At least when we meet, we'll have some conversation that'll, you know, make some sense.
Yeah.
And so that's a real step up. That's a huge plus. Leaps and bounds ahead of most of the single guys that we interact with. So it's a big deal. Single guy tip of the week. Once again, take an interest in that person.
Plus he's super tatted.
Well, there you have it.
Yum.
Well, but again, the physical is the easy part, right?
Yeah.
You're either attracted to someone or you're not, essentially upon that initial kind of image.
Yeah.
So you've got that. That's already there. That's just, you know, it's just amplified when you have a genuine interest in the person.
Well, and I will say it's easy to find a hot guy.
Yeah.
Most of the guys reaching out on Reddit are attractive men.
Right. Unfortunately, a lot of them have a difficult time putting a couple of words together to form a sentence.
Or saying something that's not, you know, totally fucking disgusting.
Yeah, like the gentleman from Miami that reached out to you.
That was our BDSM site.
Yeah, but still, it's a single guy. It's a cautionary tale. So you get contacted by a single guy on our BDSM site.
Yeah, he's in
from
Florida.
Miami. Yeah, from Miami.
But he reaches out and says how much he'd like to smear his hot juices all over me. And I was like, oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, well, again, that's the opening line, right? There wasn't any banter. There wasn't any conversation that
even
led
if
to
there
that.
Was banter, don't talk about your hot juices being smeared on me. That's fucking gross.
But certainly don't open with it. You know, that's your opener. I mean, again, some people just don't get it.
Well, yeah, I think that it's just we've talked about it so many times, the general lack of decorum. Some people, it's like they get on those sites and they go sex crazy.
Yeah, it's hog wild.
All logic goes out the window because it's just like cock, blood to the cock and away from the brain, and they just fuck it all up.
Yep, absolutely. It's like, you know, we've said this many times. If you're going to interact with someone, particularly in a hot wife situation, online, digitally, you need to approach her or the couple, just like you would if you were actually meeting someone in person for the first time.
Right.
You know, if you're meeting someone at a bar, you're going to walk up to a woman at the bar and just pull out your cock. It's like sending a dick pic. You're not going
to
do that.
Yeah, you're not going to go up to a woman at a bar and be like, "Wow, you look so beautiful. Can I smear my hot juices all over you?"
Yeah, that's your opener.
I would literally puke.
Yeah, it's so nasty. So you just don't behave that way. I mean, have some decorum, have some manners. You know, I mean, just don't be a douchebag.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get so much further. Yeah. So it looks like we might have a suitor for you. This guy seems to be the real genuine article.
Yeah, so we'll see. There's a couple of cool guys that we're talking to. So I think just in general, Denver is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we have a lot going on. So we're going to be at Scarlet Ranch, obviously, Saturday.
Right.
That's going to be a good time. It's the last foam party of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a cabana, and we're just going to go with a bunch of our friends that we know in the Denver area now, and it's going to be a good time. So, and then, of course, Sunday is probably single guy play date for you.
Yes.
On top of which, we're looking at properties out there and all that kind of stuff. We have a lot going on. However, let's talk about what has been happening since, February? We've been working on this since February. So we are going to be the subject of a documentary.
Well, it's not a documentary. We've been saying that. It's not. It's a docuseries.
Docuseries. Based on alternative lifestyles, essentially.
Yes.
Right? It's a relationship type piece based on alternative relationships. And so we have been working on this with a group, an international company, that asked us to be a part of it. So we've kind of been putting things in motion now for some time, the better part of this year, pretty much.
Yeah.
And finally, we have ironed most of everything out. We have flights, we have hotel accommodations, we have a filming schedule, all that good stuff.
Right.
So it's happening. But we're going to talk about it a little bit because, you know, we have some trepidations about it.
Yeah, I think the reason that we were excited to do this to begin with is the same reason that we were excited to do the podcast to begin with, which is that we're sick of being thought of as abnormal because of our life choices. You know, the reality is we are one of the most loving and well-adjusted couples we personally know.
For sure.
We are each other's best friends. We have an amazing friendship and an amazing sex life and just all of these great pieces of our lives together. And yet from the outside, we would be judged because we choose to have sex with people that are not each other.
Well, we're judged automatically upon a first glance anyway, because we are 20 years apart. And so we get a lot of that. We get a lot of the side eye, but particularly where we live. Again, we're in a rural mountain community. And so, you know, there's not a lot of 20-year plus age gap couples out there.
Right.
So we already get that, you know, that stigma's already there. Then throw into the mix the fact that we're in an ethically non-monogamous relationship. You know, then it's a whole nother can of worms.
Right. But my point is we were very saddened. We have been saddened since the beginning of this journey by hearing from so many people who have said things like, you know, I lost my best friend because I entered the lifestyle. My husband got fired. Like all of these horrible things, all because you choose to be open and honest about who you are and your needs and the things that, you know, make you a couple, make you unique as a couple. And frankly, I also hate the fact that something like 65% of marriages out there have some level of infidelity happening in them. Right. And yet that is more normalized than us and our lifestyle.
Well, and it's funny because we have a number of different friends in the lifestyle couples. And some of them, a few of them are very much out in the open. They are not ashamed, obviously, of who they are. And they're just themselves. And that's just the way it is. And then we have, unfortunately, some friends who simply by virtue of their profession or the fact that they have young children or their, you know, familial obligations, have to live in the shadows. And it's difficult to, I feel bad for those people. I really do. We talk about it all the time. We genuinely like those folks and we have such a great time with them. And it's tough because, you know, we can't be seen in public. They can't go out with us.
Right.
Because we live in, again, a rural community. We have a podcast. People recognize us and they can't be seen with us.
Right.
You know, it's unfortunate.
But the main goal of us doing our podcast, and the main reason we decided to show our faces and use our real names and all of these things is because we thought, hey, if we can be out and honest and vulnerable with who we are, maybe that'll move the needle for some people.
Hopefully.
Maybe that will get some people to have the courage to do the same. Maybe that'll get people in the vanilla world to think of our lifestyle just a little bit differently. So that's why we also agreed to do this documentary. It is not about about attention. We are fucking nervous wrecks about the fact that we're going to be under this amount of, you know, scrutiny and have all of this spotlight on us that we really don't fucking want.
No, and I mean, you know, me especially, I am not ever the guy that wants to be the center of attention. I don't care for it. But I really feel like we feel like done properly, this will shed some positive light on couples who are in ethically non-monogamous relationships, but otherwise lead very fucking normal lives.
Right.
You know, you're a normal couple who just happen to enjoy sharing each other with other people. I mean, that's really all there is to it. Other than the fact that we have that 20-year age gap, people who come in contact with us or see us or meet us for the first time, we are as normal and loving a couple as any couple anyone's ever met. We've heard this before.
Yes.
We hear it all the time. Oh, you guys are so cute and all this kind of stuff.
You have such a good connection.
Yeah, your chemistry. From people who don't know our lifestyle. We hear that all the time. And it's unfortunate that we have to some degree, keep that under wraps.
Right.
It sucks because if they knew the real basis for why we share that connection, because we have complete, you know, transparency, completely open with each other, we're honest with each other, we talk about everything, we share everything, to be able to explain that to people is really a big deal.
Yeah.
Which is why this is kind of something we wanted to do. And we went back and forth about this. We have, I don't know, but since we started it, probably spoken with the folks in the production company 30 times.
Yeah.
And, you know, questions back and forth and potential pitfalls for what's happening. And of course, we're growing our brand in different directions, doing different things. And we just want to make sure that what we're doing it doing right by the lifestyle.
Lifestyle, yeah.
That's the key.
I don't want to paint the lifestyle in a negative light in any way, shape, or form because I don't see it in a negative light in any way, shape, or form. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of how far you and I have come in our relationship, thanks in large part to the lifestyle. And for that's sure. What I want to bring to the line. Light. And if it's not, if anything else, if this is somehow, you know, made into a satirical situation or, you know, made to look like some sort of a crazy reality show train wreck, I'm going to be very, very sad. Well, and so we've talked about that. And it's one of those things where I feel like we're heading in the right direction with the production company. I feel like they have our best interest at heart. But it's nervous. It's not something, this is not necessarily the most fun, awesome thing for us.
No, it's not. And we've talked about it at nauseam. These folks are flying into our hometown Wednesday of next week, and we're going to sit down with the head of production, the folks that are going to be boots on the ground, and really lay it all out for them, you know, in black and white. These are the things that we are willing and prepared and interested in doing. And then these are our hard stops. We're not doing this. We're not going to allow you to script this thing. We're not changing our direction. We're not going to do any of those things that are going to make the lifestyle or us look foolish. We're simply not going to do that. And provided they are all in agreement and we can come to some terms, then fine, we go forward. Otherwise, they've taken a nice trip to Montana and they can fly back to wherever they come from. And that's just going to be the way it is. However, the plan is filming at our home and then filming in Denver.
Yes.
Of course, no one else will be participating in terms of our friends or anything like that. It's just going to be our kind of vanilla time and what it takes for us to get prepared to go to different events and, you know, how we live our normal vanilla lives. Just the fact that we are in an ethically non-monogamous relationship is kind of the icing on the cake for that.
Right.
And provided that all goes well, it's going to be a great experience for us and really help, I think, the lifestyle in general.
I hope so.
It'll help people understand it, I think, is what I want to get out of it. I want people to understand that people like us exist. Normal, loving, committed, trusting people who happen to live ethically non-monogamous lives.
Yeah, we're not some like total fucking perverts. I mean, we are, but...
We are, but that's just, that's beside the point. You know.
Yeah, I just want them to like see like what it does for our relationship.
Well, what it does for a lot of people's relationships.
Right.
Right? I mean, all the people we know who are in an ethically non-monogamous relationship, whether they are simply a hot wife couple or they are full swap or soft swap, you know, swinger couples, they are the most committed couples we know.
Yes.
By far. By far. We know both vanilla and non-vanilla couples.
Yep.
Without it, doubt, hands down, the most loving people, you know, amongst our group of friends that we know.
Yep.
No question about it. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people simply can't wrap their heads around it.
Right.
I mean, we saw a statistic or we saw some kind of editorial on the choice between being ethically non-monogamous or cheating on your spouse. Most people find cheating on someone's spouse more acceptable.
Yes.
Than ethical non-monogamy. It's fucking insane
to me.
That is
fucking crazy to me. It was like 2-1 too.
It's
like
fucking
double
crazy.
The people think that it's okay to cheat on your spouse over being ethically non-monogamous.
Yeah, I don't have any, I have no conversation for that. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So hopefully, long story short, this docuseries, our portion of it, is going to bring a positive light to what, you know, what we really feel like has changed our lives for the better, for sure, in so many different ways. So hopefully that's going to be the case. We're going to be, I hope, advocates, you know, positive advocates of the lifestyle when this is all over.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll tell everyone how it's going as this thing progresses. So needless to say, over the next few weeks, we're going to have a lot to talk about podcast-wise, because we've got the ranch, we've got your single guy date, and then all of this other stuff. We got a lot of content coming your way.
Yes. Yes.
For sure.
Good stuff on FPS. Make sure you're listening in.
Yeah. So any questions about what we just talked about, shoot us an email.
We won't have any answers for you. Why are you telling people to give us questions? I don't have any fucking answers.
Forget the questions, comments, whatever you think. Give us a shout. Let us know what your thoughts are on the whole idea of us doing this. I'm curious.
I'm not. We're doing it either way.
Oh, either way, it's going down.
I'm not really curious what people think.
Yeah, it's
going
down.
Hopefully you agree with our choice, whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm just curious. You know, it's just my curiosity.
Okay.
Anyway,
shoot Brian your thoughts.
Yeah, give me your thoughts.
All right.
So,
we're gonna talk about some hotness.
Yes. Should we talk about today's hotness? Or I mean,
if
you were super naughty this morning.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you've been horned up for days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess because we're getting ready to go to
Denver,
get into some real shady naughtiness.
I'm thinking about the ranch.
Yeah, I'm very excited. The phone party is gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah,
we have a cabana like in the thick of it. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah,
we're getting our clothes together. We're packing already. Just went shopping again for the second time now in a row, which we hardly ever do for clothes, and you know, make sure we have the right outfits.
You did, not me. Don't make it sound like it's me.
Well, you were shopping, but you have a closet full of stuff, so you have to determine what you have and don't have, and
no
what you
clothes
need
or shoes.
What? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Said no one ever. You have so much stuff.
Yeah, I'm just excited to go to the ranch. I don't even know why I care what I wear at the ranch, because I plan to have my tits out literally the entire time.
Yeah, it's a phone party. We're going to be pretty much naked.
But, probably not
you know,
naked.
At night, though, it's going to be a little chilly. We're probably going to throw some clothes on.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But it's going to be a good time. Our plan, we're going to be spending pretty much the whole day there,
yeah.
I guess, for the most part. Some of our naughty friends. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Did you still want to talk about our naughtiness?
Yeah. So this morning, we woke up.
You know, you had a raging hard-on.
Well, we slept in a little bit. It's Sunday. We got the opportunity to do that. But we have to say, you know, we had some people over. Not lifestyle people. We had family kind of crashed, came into town for an event, and they crashed at our place. So they were downstairs sleeping. It's early in the morning. And, you know, you woke up a little early for whatever reason. You were up earlier than me. And I woke up, and we were just kind of laying in bed bullshitting. And then you reached out and grabbed my cock.
No, 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 no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, that's not what happened.
It's exactly what
you pulled
what
the blanket back, and just the sheet was over you, and you had this raging boner. And I was like, what's that?
I didn't pull anything back.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not. You pulled it back.
Maybe. But your cock,
you totally did.
Your cock was standing at attention like crazy. So I was like, what is this? And you said, I don't know. I just woke up with it like that. And I was like, well, I feel like we need to do something about that. So then I sucked your cock.
Yes,
you're
you
welcome.
Did. Well, thanks. But that's not all that happened.
Okay. Then I rode your cock.
Yeah, I was kind of excited. I was like, okay, I need you to ride my cock now. Because we have sex in the morning. It's super hot, but we don't normally have guests downstairs.
Yeah, that was probably a little inappropriate. I mean, everyone was still asleep, to be fair.
Yeah, but totally you're going to hear the bed rocking back and forth.
If
and,
they were awake,
yeah,
they weren't.
Well, we didn't know. Yeah, we didn't check. You just jumped on my cock.
It's a little inappropriate.
Yeah, so anyway,
I mean,
it was
they
fun.
Were staying in our house. So, I mean, if you don't like it, like, don't stay here. But, you know.
Yeah, cautionary. If you don't like hearing the bed rocking, just beat it. You know. Anyway, we had some hot sex this morning.
Yeah.
It was super, super fun.
That was fun.
It was naughty because, like, we had people all around.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Not the people around thing, but just, you know,
yeah,
riding
just,
your cock
kinda,
first thing in the morning.
It was kind of like, you know, like taboo, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't see it that way.
Well, given the circumstances and who was here, I feel like it was taboo.
Okay.
So anyhow, let's talk about your naughty experience with Clint.
Yeah, let's.
It was something special.
So
it was
this
different.
Was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was staying at someone's house.
Yeah, but not just someone.
Okay, well, you can't say too much.
He was staying at someone's home who he had a relationship with.
Yeah, someone he was romantically connected with
yes.
at one point. We'll just say that.
Yeah, and now they're friends.
Yes. So he's, you know, staying at her house and invites me over, and it's a beautiful home. It's
he has renovated
a ton of it, and it's just beautiful. And, you know, so I walk up and he's like looking all sexy and he gives me a tour of the house and everything. And then he tells me that I should suck his cock.
Well, yeah.
So he's sitting on the couch and I get on my knees and start sucking his cock. And he has this look on his face. And I always know how it's gotten to the point now where I know how the interaction is going to go based on how he's looking at me when I'm sucking his cock, which is very interesting. Mm. But it's like, you know, sometimes he's enjoying it and you can see that on his face and like, but it's softer. And right. other times he looks like he is going to devour me in that moment. Yeah. And that's when I'm like, oh, this shit's going to get real.
Right.
And that's what happened in this situation.
Yeah, so I knew
I was in for something.
Yeah.
So I'm sucking his cock. He has a cock ring on. So his cock's all like hard and at attention. It was super hot. I love when he wears that.
Right.
And then I take off my pants and he lays me on the couch, but I'm like still kind of sitting up,
mm-hmm.
but my legs are off and he starts licking me.
Right.
And so he kind of, it's almost like he's holding my ass up a little bit and sucking on my clit.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And he's like just devouring it. And then he's like starts kind of like nibbling on my thighs, which is super hot. And I had an anal plug in.
Right.
Which he then realized because my ass is in his fucking face at this point.
Yes. And we should remember, for those of you who listen, when now you're at the point with him because your relationship has gotten to that point, if you have an anal plug in, he knows that anal play is on the table.
Yeah.
If he wants to, then
fuck
it's
that
there.
Ass, dude.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you were naughty and you had an anal plug in.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we just had this amazing oral play back and forth for a while. It was definitely rough. You know, while I'm sucking his cock, he's grabbing under my hair and he's making me choke on his cock. And then, like I said, when he's eating me out, it's a lot of biting and he's like really grabbing onto my ass while he's kind of like pushing it up. And
right.
then he puts on a condom. I'm still on the couch and mm-hmm. he starts just railing me. He's on top of me.
I'm crunched up
on the couch, kind of sitting up.
Right.
But like I have to, you know, sort of have my pelvis up to a certain degree so that he can fuck me.
Right.
And so he's just pounding me on the couch like that. So fucking high. Made me come over and over again. And then we stop and he tells me to go into the bedroom.
Right.
So I go into the bedroom and he had given me a tour of this room before, but I don't think I even noticed it.
Yeah.
That he had sex toys laying out on the bed.
Sure.
I don't think I even realized it.
That's strange because that's usually the first thing you'd notice.
Yeah, I didn't. So we get in there and there's like this big black dildo in there.
Right.
And he tells me that I think first he fucked me a little bit on my stomach. And then he tells me that I should put the dildo inside of me.
Right.
And so I'm like fucking myself with a dildo and he takes out my plug. Actually, that's not true. The plug fell out while he was fucking me on the couch.
Oh.
But then he starts fucking my ass in the bedroom.
So you're
and
pretty,
I'm getting like DP'd by
yeah.
the dildo and him, which was fucking hot. It was so hot. And at one point he turned me onto my side and he was fucking me from my side and like grabbing onto my tits. And, you know, he had like had his mouth was right next to my ear.
Right.
And he's saying all these super hot things. And he was like, you know, don't stop fucking your pussy with the dildo. And so I'm going to town on it and pumping it inside of me the entire time that he's fucking my ass.
Right.
It was so fucking hot.
Well, it's interesting because when you and I do that, it's like I'll have an anal plug inside of you and I'm just fucking you and using the plug in your ass or a smaller dildo in your ass.
Yeah.
So that's super hot.
It was very hot. And then he had me, I think he had me stick the dildo in my ass for a minute.
Oh, really?
And fuck myself that way.
Nice.
It was really hot. And then I think he went back to fucking my ass. And yeah, I mean, the whole time it's always primal with him. So that part of it is really hot. But it's also this idea of like, he's wanting me to feel completely full, you know? And kind of slutty. I mean, it felt slutty even to me. I felt a little slutty in that moment.
Well, when we had our last threesome, you and myself and he, you were pretty much full up because you had an anal plug in at one point. I was fucking you from behind and you were sucking his cock.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, it was one of the hotter experiences. We've talked about that. It was so fucking hot.
It was very hot.
Matter of fact, last night when you and I were having sex, you were talking about wanting to do that again, how much you enjoyed it.
I loved our last threesome. It was so hot.
That was
hot.
Very intense.
Yeah. Well, this session was also very, very intense. It didn't last a super long time. It was a pretty short session overall. But I mean, just that feeling of being completely full. And it, when I'm when I'm on my side and he's fucking my ass and I'm fucking my own pussy with his dildo,
yeah,
he has his arms completely wrapped around me. I'm completely immobilized aside from my hand being able to, you know, yeah, fuck my own pussy.
Right.
It was super hot. I mean, he just had, he had control of everything at that moment.
Sure.
My ass, my pussy, my body. He's saying these horrible, amazing things to me. It was just, I was so turned on by the whole thing. It was just such a hot experience.
Yeah.
And then fairly quickly, he came inside of me.
Right.
Not, he, so he was wearing a condom, but right, you know, he came while he was pumping in me.
Right.
And I love when he came that time, because I think when he comes in my ass, I'm assuming because it's tighter, that he, it's a more intense sensation for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's right, like he gives this extra like noise. Like,
well, especially if you've also got another, you know, you've got a dildo inside of you. I mean, it's just you get so tight anyway.
Yeah. Does it feel different when you're fucking me and I have something in my ass?
For sure. 100%.
Like, can you feel it?
Yes, absolutely. It's much, much, because, I mean, you squeeze anyway, but it's much tighter. Absolutely.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's great.
Because I feel like some guys think I'm too tight when I clench.
No, I don't think so.
So I would think if you're fucking my ass and I have a dildo inside and I'm clenching because I'm coming, that would be like almost too much.
No, not for me.
Oh, well, I don't think it was for him either.
You really can ask him, but I don't think it will be. Yeah. I think if you're not used to it, maybe it might be a little bit of a different sensation, but I'm used to it and he is by now.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, was not a super long interaction, but I really enjoyed it. I think so it was a combination of a few things. It was the idea that I felt like he really wanted me in that moment and he really wanted to like take charge of me. But our play has also become not as aggressive right, as it used to be. And I think,
well, not as often.
I think the turning point was the nipple thing.
Yeah.
In all honesty. Yeah. I mean, there's still spanking and there's still biting and there's still that kind of primal play going on, but it doesn't feel like the objection, or it doesn't feel like the goal is to hurt me.
Right.
It feels like it's to give me pleasure.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's not that far removed from how you and I play for the most part, but our play is rough. But the, you know, the idea, of course, is that that roughness is offering you that pleasure because you enjoy that.
Yeah, but I think that there's roughness for pleasure's sake, and then I think that there's roughness for pain's sake.
For sure.
And there are times when I like roughness for pain's sake because it can enhance the pleasure that you receive then afterwards.
Right.
So I'm not opposed to that. But at the same time, I think I'm starting to evolve in what it is I like from a BDSM perspective. I'm not necessarily a strict bottom, I don't think.
No,
I think
you played the top role.
I think I'm a primal prey.
Right.
And I think that I enjoy being put in like slightly uncomfortable situations or where I feel like I'm, you know, giving up control, but for the sake of that like animalistic hot sex, not for the purpose of having pain put on me.
Well, you definitely enjoy giving up control in that moment. There's no question about that. You kind of, I mean, that's when, like when you and I are in that space and again, you're completely immobilized and I've got total control over you, your whole demeanor, like your whole sexual energy changes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure if we asked him, Clint probably senses that as well.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. With us particularly, your sexual energy is very different from the time we start until the time we get to a point where you're completely, where I have complete control over you. You know, whether it's I'm holding you by the neck or pulling your hair or both, or forcing you down into the bed or on the floor, on the couch and kind of completely got you under control. Like your energy is completely different. Hmm. So I'm sure he senses that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, so obviously now you've been playing with him for a while. So those things are going to just naturally evolve, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I think he can also sense so we probably won't talk about the other interaction I had with him. So maybe I'll just kind of sprinkle this in now.
Yeah.
I went to the same home with him the following week.
Yes.
And we had an interaction that was, I will say we were both in great sexual need at that moment.
Yeah.
Because that was the week that you hurt your back.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I were not necessarily, I mean, I think we'd had sex the night before, but it was like
yes,
very kind of you know, it was soft and it didn't last a super long time because you were hurting.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time in our entire relationship that we went 4 days without sex because I was really fucked up. Like my back was that fucked up.
Yeah.
Sleeping on a heating pad for four days, basically.
Yeah.
I jacked up my lower back. So
so I was in need. Like
yes.
I needed to be taken. I needed to have some of that, you know, sexual energy kind of withdrawn from me because all I could think about all the fucking time was sex because I wasn't getting it.
Right. So that morning we had sex.
Yes.
That was the first time in four
days.
It
was that morning. You're
and
right.
Right. So it was while we were able, it was really hot sex. It was the first time in 4 days. So it didn't last anywhere near as long as we normally would have. And then you were going to see him. It was hours later, I think. But, you know, obviously it's all pent up. And now you're even that much more turned on because we had just had sex.
Right.
So you're going to go see him. And of course, the whole idea is to come back and have us have that reconnection sex.
Well,
so, you know, you were already worked up.
On top of that, he had a new friend come over to his place.
Yes.
And they teased each other all fucking night.
Right.
And I don't think they ended up having sex. So he was in need too. Like we were both just in this space of like, we needed sex. I didn't
right.
need all of the crazy. I didn't need to be spanked. I didn't need to.
No, you needed full on just angry sex.
I needed to be railed. That's
right.
what I fucking needed in that moment.
Right.
And I think that's what he needed too. And I think that both of us could sense that. And it's like, we just went straight to that. I mean, I did suck his cock for a very small amount of time, but
you also showed up in a crazy hot piece of new lingerie.
Well, I didn't show up in it. I changed
into
it.
Well, you had it. Yeah. I mean, you were wearing it and it was something that certainly worked for him.
He seemed to like it.
Yeah. As he mentioned. So yeah, I mean, all of those components combined, I think were really like, it was like the perfect storm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I slip into this piece of lingerie. I suck his cock for 5 minutes or something, not even. Then we go into the bedroom and he just rails me for 10 minutes and then comes. And we're both just like, oh my God. Like I felt this complete relief sigh, like all of this weight coming off of me. I was like, fuck. I just needed that in that moment. And
right.
he did too. And that's one of the things I fucking love about having a regular play partner is you can get what you need and you can be honest with the other person about what you need in those moments. And because you're friends on top of fuck buddies,
right.
that can be something you both get.
Yeah, for sure. There's something to be said for that longer term playmate because you get to learn just that much more about each other.
Yeah.
And there's no like... there's no hard feelings. There's no animosity. There's no weirdness when a situation like that comes up where normally you're used to having sex for an hour, you know.
Plus.
And in this case, it's 15 minutes because both of you just absolutely needed that. And it's not like anyone is taking advantage of anybody else or taking advantage of a situation. You're both in a place where you can provide each other with that satiation.
Yeah. In fact, he even said, oh, I'm sorry, I never come that quickly. And I was like, I don't know why you're apologizing. That is the exact recipe I needed.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really did work out obviously very well. So then from there, you come home. Now, I had been totally laying on my heating pad the entire time preparing for you to come home because I knew I was going to need that because my back was so fucked. And so, yeah, you came home and then we had some super fucking hot sex.
Yeah, you like limped over to me.
Yeah.
And took off my clothes.
Totally. Sat on the couch and just, you know, had you come over and suck my cock and we went from there. Oddly enough, in that space, I wasn't hurting as badly.
No.
Afterwards was a whole nother story. But
yeah,
during...
you were pretty bad the rest of the night.
Well, yeah, because we had sex for like 45 minutes or an hour and, you know, I just got sore. But it was okay during that time. I guess it didn't matter.
So did you want to give me 45 minutes to an hour of sex because we hadn't had sex that much or because of me being with Clint or both?
I think both. First of all, us not having sex for 4 days is just simply not something we've ever done. The longest we'd ever gone was 2 days, and that's because one of us was ill. You were sick or I had the flu or whatever.
Right.
Listen, even last year, when the first and only time I've been sick in 5 years, I had a terrible fucking cold.
Yeah.
I was really fucked up. But you had a play date. And I must have had like 106 fucking fever. I forced myself to go upstairs and take a shower and shave because I knew you were coming home after having a play
date. And you fucked me.
I totally did. And then I collapsed for like 2 more days. I was totally fucking out of it for 2 days.
Dead to the world, yeah.
Oh my God, it was terrible. I literally should have been in the hospital. I'm sure my fever was so high. But yeah, I mean, we don't ever go that long. So 4 days was like I mean, it was fucking ridiculous.
It felt like an eternity.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I mean, I just couldn't move. I was fucked.
There was nothing you could do about it. It wasn't like a you chose not to have sex thing. It was you literally could barely walk for days.
Yeah, it was terrible. So then you having, you know, my getting a little bit better, having sex that morning, then being all worked up because you were out with Clint. And then by the time you got back, us not being together for 4 days other than that one experience, and then you're going to play with Clint, it was just overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if it was like my intent to spend that much time having sex. It just worked out that way.
It was also the way you were touching me. It was aggressive because our sex is pretty much always aggressive, but it felt reconnective.
Well, for sure.
It felt like you were touching me with like a deep amount of like passion and like, I mean, I know you always love me and that always comes across in our sex in different ways, but in that moment, it felt very like emotional.
Well, yeah, because we didn't have any, you know, our chemistry, our love language is our sexual interaction.
Yeah.
So we didn't have that for a few days and not having that.
That was weird.
Yeah. Not having that was kind of, it was kind of throwing me off.
Yeah.
You know, so when we did have the opportunity to get together, at least that later on that night, first thing in the morning, it was just, we need to have sex. That's right. All that
was. It was mechanical.
Yeah, we have to have sex. And then later, after we had sex and then you were with Clint, then it was an opportunity to reconnect.
Yeah.
And it was definitely different in that moment because we had been, we weren't apart by any means. You were laying next to me the entire time I was on my fucking back for the 4 days. But we were apart in the sense that we didn't have our normal connective sex in any way. So coming back to that, I think, made the difference.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so too.
And then after that, the next day I was not fine, but I was definitely better. I was able to get back into the gym a little bit. And actually, that afternoon that you were with Clint, I managed to go to the gym because I needed to stretch. I needed to move. I just wanted to move my body.
You didn't really work out though.
No, I needed to move my body. I just got so fucking tired laying on that couch. I was just stiffening myself up. And I felt better standing than I did sitting anyway. So I moved around. And then finally that next day is when things started to loosen up. So yeah. I started feeling a lot better. And then from that point, it's pretty much been back to normal.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Because I can't go 4 more days again.
No, I got to not fuck myself up again. That was just stupid. So the long story short is the idea that we weren't together for 4 days, so sexually. Then we had some, you know, some just rough, quick sex. You went off to play with Clint, had just raw, hot sex because you were pent up, and then came back home, and then we reconnected. That kind of just got, it just, I guess it was just a reset. It was a reboot.
Yeah, it was like we hit the reset button on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt, and that's the thing is like those 4 days, they were tough for me, which sounds really fucking selfish because you were the one that was hurting.
I was miserable.
But I mean, it was difficult for me to not show you my love in the way that we usually do.
Yeah.
And so to get that chance again was like, it just took everything off.
Well, and I don't want people
all the pressure.
People to get the wrong impression. Those folks in the lifestyle get it, I think. Most of them, at least the people we interact with, understand it. But the fact that we didn't have sex, it doesn't mean that that's the only way we love each other or that we're connected. That's just silly. The idea is that when we are together physically, it's really just, it enhances everything for us.
Yeah.
You know, it just brings all of our passion and our emotions together in that one place.
Right.
Because we can fully express ourselves. I mean,
and it's also a focused time. Like when we're having sex, when we're going throughout our day, we're working, we're taking phone calls, we're answering emails, like we're still talking to each other, but it's not the same as having a focused hour to do nothing but like dedicate our attention to each other. That's why I think we reconnect the way we do during sex.
Well, that's just it. I think a lot of couples, you know, vanilla couples especially, don't have an hour of time where they're just simply focused on each other. I mean, we see it all the time, right? We go to restaurants or we're out at bars. I mean, especially in the last 2 years, we've noticed it. People on their fucking phones, they're not even looking at each other.
Yeah.
They don't talk to one another. There's no communication at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, you people are out to dinner. This might be the one and only time that you can really connect with each other and talk to each other.
Yeah.
And they just fuck it off.
Yep.
You know, so we're busy people just like everybody else. So when we have that time, whether we have sex in the morning or again later on at night, whatever, it's we're focused on that amount of time on each other. There is nothing else.
Right.
So that's the way for us to really, how we really communicate physically in that amount of, you know, within those times. And for us, it's just necessary.
Yeah.
You know, with all the crazy shit we have going on, that time, it's like people say all the time, right? Well, you have to make time for each other. We make time for each other every single fucking day because we have sex at least once every day or twice every day.
Right.
That's our time, maybe, or more, like on days like today.
Right.
You know, we have that time.
Yeah, but on top of that, we also talk to each other.
Always.
We have sex. We also talk about sex. We also talk about our emotions. We talk about the things going on in our lives that are, you know, that impact us as a couple. Like, all of those things are pieces that we gain from being in the lifestyle that I don't think vanilla couples could wrap their heads around.
Well, there's a lot of couples out there that talk at each other.
Yeah, that's
that happens
definitely
a lot.
Thing. Yep.
We talk to each other. We talk with one another. We talk through things with each other that I think a lot of, particularly vanilla couples, simply don't have the capacity to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so
it's unfortunate.
100%. I mean, we were literally just talking about
this. How many couples do you think have regular conversations about sex that are not in the lifestyle?
I don't know what that percentage is, but I'm going to say it's very low.
Like 10%?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, even if it's 20%, right? 8 out of 10 people aren't having regular conversations about sex because for various reasons, right? They're embarrassed. They don't want to be judged. I mean, any number of reasons that they're not talking to their partners about it. You know, I find that very strange.
Yeah,
you know?
I do too.
Very strange. Well, we were just talking, I mean, we were just talking about a couple of people that you know that were high school sweethearts that they've been with only each other the entire time. I have a friend that I went to high school with who's now, you know, he's 50 years old. He and his wife are the only people they've ever been with. I mean, could you imagine? You have no real experience outside of your
own
partner.
I mean, I think that works for people if they are happy with each other and they're having regular conversations about sex and they're finding ways to keep things spicy.
Well, in this particular case, that is not the case. I mean, they hardly speak to one another. They have almost no relationship. They don't. I mean, I'm not even sure if they're sleeping in the same room at this point.
Oh, but, fuck all of that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so fucking miserable. So how can you be together that long and all of a sudden after 40, 35 years, you're like, oh, listen, let's start talking openly about sex and sexuality and the things that we want and need. No fucking way.
Yeah, no.
I mean, no
way. It's not happening.
Not a chance. Not a fucking chance. So yeah, it's unfortunate. Really, I feel bad for those folks. And listen, when we're out, like, we can pick out those couples.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could see them a mile away.
For sure.
You know, they're never communicative. They're not touching one another. They're not even looking at one another. Most of the time, they're looking down at their fucking cell phone.
Yep.
You know, we see it all the time. You know, it's really sad.
I'm really glad we're not those people.
Yeah. And we don't hang out with those people, fortunately. We don't have to do
that
either.
No, we surround ourselves with couples that like each other.
Yeah. And again, we're going to Denver, and I am super fucking excited because we are going to be around people that do like each other, that are lifestyle folks, that get it. And man, how fucking helpful have they been with us deciding to try to kind of make this move to the Denver area, which we're probably this time next year is what we're looking at. But helpful.
You're saying that. We have literally no idea.
Well, we're hoping that that's going to be.
Because, that's the goal.
You know, yeah, that's the goal. We want to get through one more winter. But the idea that we're going to be around fucking like-minded, friendly, loving couples.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a good time.
I'm really excited for that.
Yes.
I mean, we are here too. All of our friends that live here are like that. They each other. They genuinely love each other. They're always touching each other.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle thing. It's it's not a Denver thing.
No, no, no. But we are going, the thing I love about the idea of us going back there is, as we talked about before, the first time we went to Denver, and we've talked about this many times, we put together a meet and greet of people that we had not at that point ever met. And 50 people showed up to a neighborhood bar. You are not going to get 50 fucking lifestyle people to show up in any one place here out in the open. Not where we live.
No.
So the idea that we can do that with, and folks just don't even give it a second thought. It's just really refreshing. And I'm just looking forward to being around those people in that environment.
Yeah. Even if just for this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped for.
Not just the idea of going to the club. It's like, you know, we're going to meet some folks out for drinks or for brunch or whatever it was whatever we're doing. I don't even remember. It just doesn't matter.
Notice who takes care of the logistics in this relationship.
Yeah, I'm not the planner.
Brian just shows up where he's told to show up.
I get a time and a date and a place. That's all I get. But it's like, you know, just being able to show up at a place and be comfortable in your own skin around other people that also are. It's a big fucking deal.
For sure.
You know?
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a lot of fucking fun.
So if you are not already following us on social media, please do so. We are over 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Yes.
So come join the party there at FP Swingers. We're also on Twitter at FP Swingers.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel that you can check out, which is called Front Porch Swingers. Please subscribe to us there. It helps us out a ton when you do so. Plus you find out when new videos hit, which is awesome.
Yeah. You'll get to see our toy reviews for taboo toys.com. We do those.
Yeah.
They're fun.
All sorts of shit.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, also our Sex on Your Terms videos where we share our experiences and some of our thoughts on different topics, specifically hot wifing, but a lot of different things, actually. I don't know why I said specifically hot wifing.
A lot of it, but do look in the future. There will be a lot more of the Sex on Your Terms platform coming forward. That brand is building, and we've got a lot of very cool things planned for the Sex on Your Terms space.
Absolutely. And then finally, just a reminder, if you want to come get naughty with us, check out bonus episodes and support us in the podcast in the meantime, head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. Tiers start at $2, which is like, you know, a fucking pack of gum. So
pretty
we
much.
Would love the support there and appreciate all of you who are already on our Patreon page.
Yes.
And I think that's all we have this week, right?
Yeah. Look forward to, I'm looking forward to next week's episode.
Should be good.
It would be interesting, but even after that is going to be, it's going to be after the Denver trip 2 weeks from now, which is going to be super exciting.
Hell yes.
Yes.
And as always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating, and we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.